This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Texas is already one of the most gerrymandered states in America, and now Republicans are trying to make it even worse in hopes of the GOP maintaining control of the House in the 2026 midterms because they're concerned.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called a special session starting today to address hill country flooding and redraw the state's congressional map in a move encouraged by President Trump. The idea is to help the GOP retain control of the U.S. House during next year's midterm elections. Adam Kincaid, the executive director of the National Republican Redistricting Trust, says smart map drawing can yield pickup opportunities while not putting our incumbents in jeopardy. Republican gains have been steady in the heavily Hispanic Rio Grande Valley, where Democrats Vicente Gonzalez won his last congressional race by just over 5,000 votes. His district is a tempting target, but Gonzalez says he's not worried and suggests that carving up the current districts could backfire. His party is recruiting challengers among veterans and law enforcement to try and flip the seats in the redrawn districts that would absorb the Democratic voters he'd lose. The GOP is also expected to try and scatter Democratic voters in the Houston, Dallas, and Austin areas with the idea of picking up 5 additional House seats. I'm Jennifer King.
Isn't that interesting? Houston-based reporter David Goodman says that the plan doesn't really have that much to do with Texas, but it's all part of a bigger political strategy coming from D.C.
This is not something that Republicans in Texas were considering or really seeking to do. You know, they were quite happy with the lines that they had drawn, you know, just a few years ago after the 2020 census back in 21. President Trump comes along in the last couple of months and says, actually, you know, we think you guys can get even more seats in Congress out of these Republican voters in Texas. This is a process that's been pushed out of Washington by the president entirely, and now Republicans in Texas are carrying it forward.
All right. So, look, President Trump thinks that a lot of people, many of his supporters, are stupid, really, and that they're not going to remember things. Because we should all remember that Donald Trump recently said that United States presidents should not be telling NFL teams what to do or what to call themselves. But suddenly, thinking that you're stupid or that you don't remember, he apparently has changed his mind.
President Donald Trump is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for Washington's football team if it doesn't restore its old name. Trump said Sunday on his social media site that the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians should return to the Indians. Later in the day, he threatened the NFL team's stadium deal. The Commanders and Guardians changed their name in 2022 after years of debate over logos and names considered offensive. Both teams have stated they have no plans to change them back. I'm Geffen Coolball.
He thinks you're stupid. I mean, that's the only explanation. You say presidents should not have anything to do with what teams call themselves, and then you're trying to use your power as president to force a team to change its name. Well, of course, this could be an attempt by the president to distract Americans from the attempt to cover up the Epstein files, a problem issue for him as he seems to be getting deeper and deeper into it every day.
Ex-federal prosecutors say a Justice Department request to unseal grand jury transcripts in the prosecution of chronic sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein and his former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell is unlikely to produce much of anything to satisfy the public's appetite for new revelations about the financier's crimes. Attorney Sarah Krisoff, who was an assistant U.S. attorney in Manhattan from 2008 to 21, calls a Justice Department request to unseal grand jury transcripts in Epstein and Maxwell's cases a distraction. The request came as supporters of President Trump blasted his administration for reneging on a vow to make public key evidence. Epstein killed himself in jail awaiting trial. Maxwell was found guilty of sex trafficking and is in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
Yeah, I don't buy that committed suicide thing.
That's going to be a no from me, dog.
No, he was killed.
There's no way.
He was killed. All right, the stakes could not be higher for Harvard, really for higher education in general, as this iconic university fights to get $2 billion in research grants back. They were already granted, but he's trying to get them back after Donald Trump took them away.
A pivotal hearing in Harvard's standoff with President Trump has ended. The school's asking a judge to reverse a series of Trump administration federal funding freezes, arguing their retaliation for Harvard rejecting administration demands over fighting anti-Semitism. A government lawyer says the administration has the power to cancel research grants if an institution violates presidential directives. The judge pushed back, saying the government's offered no documentation to show the school has or has not taken enough steps to fight anti-Semitism. She says the consequences of that in terms of constitutional law are staggering. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, it's really sad that I don't get credit that really I should get for being right so often. As economists promised, this would happen. Prices for American consumers are increasing as a result of Donald Trump's trade wars.
A review from the Wall Street Journal found Amazon raised prices on over 1,000 cheaper everyday items.
Chunky's good, but Chunkier's better.
A can of Chunky soup, for example, went from less than $2 in January to $2.58 this month.
Keep that shower fresh feeling all day with Dove antiperspirant.
Dove deodorant jumped 19%.
Ricola
cough drops were up 40%. Amazon said the products tracked by the journal weren't representative of the company's prices overall, but the manufacturers claim they haven't raised the prices they charge retailers. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
All right, that's it for Scoot's News Briefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102. Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.